Now he says, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there's no resurrection of the dead? Now, some of these people, you see, with the background of Stoicism, Epicurean philosophy, and Platonism, these people, they were denying the resurrection. It wasn't specifically the resurrection of Christ. They were denying the resurrection. Now, Paul has a series of ifs. This little book I've got on the empty tomb, I have a message in there, a whole chapter on if Christ be not raised. Now, Paul faced the fact. Now, don't hide your head like an ostrich under the sand today, Christian friends. Say, well, now, we can't be sure about this, therefore, let's not say too much about it. Let's walk as if we're walking on eggshells. My friend, I'm on a foundation. That foundation is the rock. That rock is Christ Jesus. He came back from the dead. Now, do you want to face up to it? If Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some of you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Now, let's face it. There's no resurrection of the dead. Granted that that's true, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? They both are linked together. And it's on the basis of the resurrection of Christ, Paul is going to say here he's the first fruits. That means we're going to have a Pentecost. And Pentecost will be later. That'll be, my friend, when he comes. The church, it began on a Pentecost, and when it leaves this earth, it's Pentecost again. He's the first fruits, and afterward those that are Christ that is coming. Now he says, verse 14, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Now I do not know what church you belong to, and you may belong to a liberal church, and many of them deny that Christ is raised from the dead. Now, if Christ is not risen, that means bodily, our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. My friend, you just, well, drop your church memberships, no good, if Christ be not raised from the dead. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God. That means that these men were liars. Because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Now, if there's no resurrection, Christ is not raised, and if Christ be not raised, then these men were false witnesses. And here is something for you to think over. Have you ever noticed that men do not die for a lie? That is, they've died for a lie, but they thought it was the truth. Actually, millions of men died for Hitler. They believed in him. May I say to you that there have been millions that died for Jesus Christ. And men don't die for what they know is a lie. These men said they saw him, and they died for that. Were they right or were they wrong? I'll let you decide that. Men do not die for what they know is a lie. Now will you listen? Verse 16, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, you're yet in your sins. You're a lost sinner. Hell doomed sinner. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Then all these millions of people of the past, they perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. May I say to you that I think Christianity is here and now a religion. Paul makes that clear in the 5th of Romans. But it's also hereafter religion. And if Christ be not raised, may I say to you, we're about the most miserable people they are in this world today. And we're not. We're rejoicing. But thank God that ends the if. Will you face it? Go through. Be logical in your ifing about this matter. And the only alternative is the resurrection of Christ. That's the only logical position you could take. That Christ is raised from the dead. These are the things you have to say if you say Christ is not raised from the dead.